Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Everybody, that was Vampire by Smashing Pumpkins. So thank you guys, thank you for joining us here on The Rant. Yeah, it's The Rant Revamped. Shout out to Spookman and Heather Pastor over there letting me know how I sound. Bring the mic level up right there. How is that? Okay, so Shout out to you guys. Welcome, guest. How are you guys doing? Right here, the episode of The Rant Revamped. Bringing it back, an oldie from the old school archives. I think this is pretty cool because we get a chance to change it a little bit. There were some things we did and did not like. So this is a chance to bring it back, make it better, and really kick some butt here on BTR and around the world, really, because WIRN and JVF organization are eventually going to take over the world. Yes, that is true. It's possible. It has been done. It will be done. It's starting to be done because we are a growing company that benefits from so many different people, so many different organizations. We help so many different people, and we help each other. Some may think so, some may not. That's okay, but not getting to the politics of things. So we are supposed to have a special guest on Monday for the Vaping Podcast. That did not happen. I apologize for that. But, you know, we're glad to be back here, so that doesn't really matter. I just love getting back on the air and talking about the news, talking about stuff. So we got a good thing coming to you today. We got a lot of cool things lined up and some really cool announcements to talk about. So first in the news, big one. I already saw it out there in the chat rooms. I think it was, I think it was Spookman. Let's set it. Let's see. Nope. It might have been Pastor. Anyway, Donald Trump is running for president. My dreams have come true. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really, really excited to see how this goes because I've come to the conclusion about thinking about it all day. Listen to videos and interviews and stuff on TV that I found on YouTube. And I want to be honest with you and just take some time to go over some of the possibilities. Okay, first, Donald Trump is, for his age, now don't take me wrong here, don't think that I'm any way or what way, but Donald Trump is a very old gentleman. We don't need another old person in the White House, but wiser the better. That's what they say, right? Not really. Depends on the situation. Donald Trump's old, guys. Listen to this. He is almost 67 years old. So everybody in the chat room is talking and saying Trump, Trump, Trump. We need Trump. We want Trump. This could go two things. It can either go very, very, very good, or it can be very, very detrimental to the United States of America. Okay. This is a multi-million dollar man. As he was described in one of his interviews, he's a real estate mongol. Okay. Does that put a red flag up for you anywhere, guys? To me, it does. A mongol is just, he is a corporate leech that is either going to take his money for the good or he's going to take our money for his good. Now, some of the interviews I did listen to, he is very educated about the economic parts of the United States, the defense, our borders, our economy, and our textiles. Okay, he's 69 years old. Correction on the age there. He's very well versed in his education. Is he capable of running a country? I don't know. That's a risk we're going to take. We have to debate. We have to think. We have to plan it out and put all the eggs in the basket, lay them out, and do the investigation of who we want as president. Like I said, it could either go really good or really bad. Really good, in my eyes, is that he can either possibly be donatious and use his money to fund the United States with their debt and all that, or he could, like I said, suck us all in. We got a guest on the line, might be Joey. 718, how you doing? 718, how you doing? You're on the line. How are you? Hello, hello? Okay, I guess he was just listening. I apologize. Anyway, or maybe he got scared. But I don't know. You guys let me know. Go to facebook.com/insomniacradionet there on Facebook. Joey is supposed to be here for the episode of The Rant, but Heather or Spookman put that link out there for the Insomniac Radio Network for everyone to see, please. I got my hands tied up with all this paper and notes and stuff like that. Okay. Guys, you're looking to advertise with us. We're still looking for businesses to be our representatives for the Insomniac Radio Network and to vote to our social networks and donate to us for giveaways. And if you guys are a business or a company that wants their products reviewed here on the show, that is possible. All you got to do is email us at vapesandmusic@gmail.com to get that information from us. We are looking to be starting a vaping review podcast on YouTube next month, okay? It will be called Reviewski, okay? Like Broski, Reviewski. It's on YouTube. It'll be on the Insomniac YouTube. But also, guys, we have a GoFundMe account out there that is here on Facebook. That's facebook.com/insomniacradionet. Please go there. Donate to us, whatever contribution you want to put out there. Shout out to Heather for putting a contribution in there. Spookman for sharing it, Heather for sharing it, everybody who's participated. We're trying to raise $500 to bring this organization up to speed, new equipment, and a better website. So if you guys feel love in your heart for the Insomniac Radio Network, then please donate to there. Okay, so another thing that I saw in the news, okay, the collapse of a balcony in California has, when I read this, killed six and injured seven. Man, this is so sad because, you know, innocent people that aren't even expecting this to happen are injured now. I mean, they were out having a great time. They were here from Ireland, and they risked their life, and six students are dead because of that, and seven injured. And this is, in my eyes, ridiculous because the engineers or the construction crews or engineers who survey this building or even constructed this building should have done a better job. Okay, I understand California, you do have to account for the countless earthquakes and tremors that they have there, making structures very unstable, very fragile, and in a sense, crumbling. So our prayers and hopes and love go out to those six families and the seven injured, and we hope that they have a fast and safe recovery from their injuries, and we pray that, you know, nothing else like that happens in the near future. I'm not saying it happens ever again because, you know, things happen. Maybe so, maybe not. So, I read this really funny article about a T-Rex, okay? Get this, T-Rex. We all know that T-Rex, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is a dinosaur from billions and billions of years ago are now extinct and never have ever been seen in billions of years. We dig them up. We find fossils. We research them now. This is what we do. Hopefully they will never exist unless scientists get super crazy and decide, oh, let's just take this gene and put it into this petri tree and squeak. But, yeah, we don't want T-Rex raptors or velociraptors, brachiosaurus, none of those sauruses running around New York City or any city, place, speck of dust on Earth. That would cause mayhem. That's what Donald Trump would do if he was president. He would make dinosaurs. That's what he would do. Think about it. Look at how much money this guy has. What else can he do that no one else can do? Make dinosaurs. There you go. Case closed. Donald Trump is trying to get the presidency to make dinosaurs. To eat us all up so he has one big fat island all by himself. Him, his family, and Jesus. Okay. A little rant there. But dinosaurs have been extinct for, you know, billions of years, like I said. So there was this trailer with a T-Rex, I guess it was animatronic or wax sculpture or something like that on it, that these people saw, Kenneth Kerter of Orem, Utah. Apparently he's a public figure on Facebook. He has 245,232 likes on Facebook, okay, by the way. This guy is apparently a big deal in Utah and I guess around the world. But he is accusing people of that the T-Rex was mistreated during travels to the park. Okay. Now, this is ridiculous. All I can see is ding, 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 ding. Run, Billy Joe, run. Get him, Selma. Get him, get him. Get him, oh, get him, Selma. I got him. We gonna have some good there tonight. That's all I see right there. Okay. Anyway, so this guy, Keith Kerter, is accusing these people for mistreating a Tyrannosaurus Rex while traveling to its new home, a park of some sort. It says it was unable to move for 30 hours or more. It says the right to own a exotic pet is sanctioned by a license. Well, he believes that person's license should be revoked. Okay. It says dinosaurs are dangerous too, he says. He claims. And I put next to it, yeah, okay, PETA, way to go. Dinosaurs are extinct for billions of years. This is an animatronic. It has no feelings. It is a robot. It does what it is told. It has command sensors in it. Come on. Fucking redneck. Anyway, but I'm just kidding. I'm a redneck, too. Okay. So, this is a crazy one. We'll take this right after a break, right here, the Insomniac Radio Network. Shout out to Heather Pastor, Spook Band, and Spaced Out Radio. We'll be right back.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them everything.
Insomniac Radio Network. This is The Rant Revamped with your one and only host, Ozzy, on this episode of History. Okay, we're bringing it back. We've got a little bit of things to get to right now. This episode is sponsored by Mohawk Crew. Go to mohawkcrew.com to check them out. Also, Manhattan Greeters, if you go to their website, and you type in, when you book a reservation, Chronic Cowboy, you will get a discount, okay, 10%. It's www.missionmanhattanstreetrants.com, okay? So check them out here. That's what's happening. That's what's going down. Also, we have a couple things to get to you. The Lightning have lost the Stanley Cup playoffs. Championships. They lost their final game 2-0 to the Chicago Blackhawks. Okay. June 15th. It sucked, guys. Don't ask. Don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it. But we got a little bit of today in history for you for June 17th. Something I always like to do. In 1885, the Statue of Liberty was brought to New York City, guys. Heather, spooky, that's a good one for you guys. In 1777, the Battle of Bunker Hill begins. 1972, Watergate burglars arrested. Bum, bum, bum. Bad boys, bad boys. All right. 1994, O.J. Simpson was arrested after a flight from justice. Remember, guys, he was the one accused, or if you believe he killed, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald L. Goldman. Okay. Last but not least, 1989, New Kids on the Block land to the top of the pop charts of 1989. That was today in history for you, guys. Okay. And before we go, I got another quick surprise for you guys, but shout out to everybody out there. Guys, also, I had an Instagram, @ChronicCowboy. Well, that has been deleted. okay? Someone reported me. Someone deleted me. And so now the new one is all undercase insomniac underscore radio. Okay, follow me there. Hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/insomniacradionet. Okay? And, yeah, another cool thing is Kid Rock is coming to Tampa July 14th. I got 4 tickets to that. Me, my girlfriend, my dad, and my uncle are going. That's going to be a blast. Also, something cool happened today. Medical marijuana is coming to Florida, guys. We have the first petition in Florida for the ballot. Okay. We have to get 1 million votes or ballots to have medical marijuana in Florida. Now, that's what our next show is going to be about here on The Rant, because we have very strong beliefs in that on this show. As you guys know, that's how the Insomniac Radio started. It was all about medical marijuana and the activism of the legalization. But anyway, I signed the first petition in Florida. Bomb, 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 bomb. Cool beans right here at the Insomniac Radio Network. Thank you guys for joining us here on this 30-minute session of The Rant Revamped. I'm Ozzy, and this has been The Rant Revamped. I'll see you guys. Be blessed, and don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. See you guys.